The Army's electronic warfare capabilities were important tools during the war in Iraq. Now they've taken a big step forward with the new electronic warfare planning and management tool. It's designed to give soldiers more options in dealing with improvised explosive devices. And it protects local infrastructure when deployed. For more on the new tool, we turn to Colonel Joseph DuPont. He's the project manager of the Electronic Warfare Office. Colonel DuPont, thanks for joining me.
Hey, good morning, Tom.
All right, so tell us exactly, what is electronic warfare?
So, you know, simply put, the purpose of electronic warfare is to deny our opponents the advantage of, while ensuring friendly, unimpeded access to what we consider the electromagnetic spectrum or radio frequencies.
So basically it protects the communications while trying to screw up the communications of the other guy.
Well, that's probably a simpler way of putting it. Yes, absolutely.
All right. So you've got a new electronic warfare tool. Tell us about what it is you've developed here.
So as you mentioned in the beginning, the Electronic Warfare Planning and Management Tool, or what we call EWPMT, will actually allow our electronic warfare officers, or we call them the EWOs, E-W-O, to effectively plan to manage electronic attacks, which will, in fact, deny the opponent's use of that spectrum while deconflicting our own use of the spectrum to ensure what I had said before, that unimpeded access. And this is different from what we've done in the past because we didn't have a single software tool available to us. That planning and management was actually conducted using spreadsheets and PowerPoint slides in many cases, which is very time intensive. So, you know, there's a lot of math involved. So this tool actually is a software product with the algorithms built in to do all of that for us.
All right. And I guess we should say that electronic warfare is not simply for the communications aspect from person to person, but also I'm inferring from what happened in Iraq is that you want to interrupt the enemy's electronic capability of reaching weapons that it might be able to blow up remotely.
So that's very true. So when we talk about the electromagnetic spectrum or radio frequencies, it's more than just communications. So in the future, electronic warfare is really about counter RF, so counter radio frequencies. You know, a portion of that is counter comms or counter communications, but what we've been dealing with lately is radio-controlled IEDs. So electronic warfare is about countering those radio-controlled IEDs as well, and we call those particular systems our crew systems.
All right, and I guess for our part, the U.S. military, there are a lot of increasingly numbers of unmanned systems that are deployed forward of the human troops, not just ones that fly, but also ones that drive themselves and crawl and walk and so forth, and there's new ones being developed all the time. And those are generally, correct me if I'm wrong, also controlled with RF means, correct?
So that is very true. So what you're referring to is unmanned ground vehicles or unmanned aerial vehicles. And yes, because they're unmanned, they are absolutely controlled by radio frequencies. And so part of electronic warfare would be countering those frequency sets as well.
So countering the ones that would try to counter what we're doing. So how does this all work? I mean, is this something that's in a PC that's attached to an antenna of some sort?
Well, when you say PC, so personal computer, the EWPMT, that tool that help plan and manage these attacks, that resides on a computer. The actual EW systems that perform the electronic attack is not necessarily in a computer or a PC. It is actually a piece of hardware. I mean, you can actually look at it as radio because it's really doing the same types of things that a radio does for communication purposes, but it's doing it to counter those particular radio frequency sets. So our jammers, those systems that are actually performing these electronic attacks, is really nothing more than a radio. It receives signals, so it determines what's out there, and at the same time is able to transmit, but not transmitting for communication purposes, it's transmitting for jamming purposes.
And what about some of the adversaries that we face? Do they have similar capabilities, and how do you counter the counter?
So the enemies that we face, so we're talking about near-peer competitors, and so, you know, those are armies out there that are very much like our own. So they absolutely have some electronic warfare capabilities. What we've seen with insurgency, which is, you know, pretty much what we've been dealing with the last 13 years, those electronic warfare capabilities don't reside with them the way they do with our near-peer competitors.
So, for example, ISIS, I'm just making them up, but they probably don't have this capability as far as we can tell?
As far as we can tell.
All right, so let's get back to, by the way, we're speaking with Colonel Joseph DuPont. He's project manager for the Electronic Warfare Office. Let's get back to that tool, the EWPMT. You said earlier that this existed as paper, and now it's electronic. Go into that a little bit more.
So, yes, I stated so on paper, so referring back to the use of spreadsheets and PowerPoint slides. And so on paper, it was having a whole lot of information available to you that you would actually have to go through the math to determine, you know, because if what you're trying to do is defeat the enemy's use of the spectrum while ensuring we maintain our own use of the spectrum, you first have to know, well, what is our friendly forces, what portions of the spectrum is our friendly forces actually using? So, you know, you're talking about hundreds and thousands of different frequencies. So, and then on the flip side, we have to know, well, what portion of the spectrum is our enemy forces using? So if we're going to jam any particular frequency set, we have to know how that's going to impact the friendly forces. So if there's a frequency set we want to jam, but we happen to be using something very similar, well, you could potentially jam yourself.
All right. So in terms of deployment, first of all, is this strictly an Army program, or is this something purple that is being developed by the Army?
So this is EWPMT is an Army program, but the functionality provided by this tool could actually be used by the other services. When we first started the program of record, going back 2 years ago, we actually had several conversations with the Marine Corps, because the Marine Corps has a similar jamming capability on the ground, and they also needed a tool to be able to plan and manage these types of attacks. So we had gone to the Marine Corps to see what tools they had available and how they were employing them in order to be able to bring our capability to the United States Army.
And one final question. Do you see the day when perhaps this whole system could be loaded on, say, a drone that could circle over the area you're trying to jam and simply automatically detect what it is, detect our frequencies and their frequencies and jam theirs and keep ours open just automatically from the sky?
Well, the tool that's needed to be able to plan these missions is something that really needs human interaction. So to be able to do it automatically is a very difficult thing to say, because you don't want a drone in this particular case to be able to detect signals and decide on its own that it's going to turn its jammer on. You've got to have that human interaction there to make those decisions. Ultimately, the decision to jam resides with the commander. So while technically, yes, you could do it, it really is not advisable.
All right. Colonel Joseph DuPont is the project manager of the Electronic Warfare Office in the Army. Thanks so much for joining me.